This is LBC News.
News and sport as it happens across the UK with me, Andrew Peach. Good evening. Welcome to the programme. A couple who went on the run with their newborn baby have been found guilty of her gross negligence manslaughter. 38-year-old Constance Maron and Mark Gordon, who's 51, have been trying to evade the authorities. Let's get the story from LBC News reporter Poppy Lindsay.
It's been 2.5 years since a manhunt stretching across more or less the whole country started after a car used by Mark Gordon and Constance Martin was found burning on the M61 near Bolton. The pair, along with baby Victoria, fled to London before being eventually tracked down and arrested in East Sussex. Investigators frantically tried to trace the trio, concerned by the cold weather and how a newborn baby would survive sleeping rough. Almost 2 months after searches started, though, police found the body of Victoria in a carrier bag at an allotment near Brighton. Martin claims her baby died when she fell asleep holding her and considered cremating or burying her. Samantha Yelland is a senior Crown prosecutor from the CPS who was working on the case.
With gross negligence, it doesn't have to be a specific act, it can be a lack of act, a lack of action. So with any other type of manslaughter, it has to be an unlawful act, so they have to positively do something in order for the charge to be there. Whereas here, we couldn't say that they did any positive thing, whether there was any positive injury. It was a neglect, it was a lack of action that we say caused the death, and that's why gross negligence manslaughter exists.
It's been a lengthy and complex legal saga since Mark Gordon and Constance Martin were initially arrested, and it can now be revealed the pair lost an appeal against their convictions after their first trial in January last year. That's in addition to today's ruling, the retrial on account of manslaughter and causing or allowing the death of a child. The jury at the Old Bailey today unanimously found them both guilty. They'll be sentenced at a later date.
It's been confirmed that four people died in that plane.